Welcome to Cinema Vino. This is going to be a mini episode where we're going to talk about our feelings and thoughts about Spider-Man Far From Home.
Hey, guys.
And
hola.
Yes, I'm here with Taylor Owens and Travis.
Yo.
Jay, Bud.
Hey.
Hey. And so, yeah, this episode's going to have some spoilers. So we're going to assume that if you're here and you're proud, you've seen the movie.
Right.
So if you have not seen it, go see it and then come back and join us.
Because
we love you and we want you to be with us always.
I want you to be on me.
Big or little spoon, doesn't matter to me.
That's how I was raised. So, we'll start with Taylor.
You just
watched it, so what are your thoughts?
Literally just watched it just
2 hours ago?
Yeah, 2 hours, on the way here. I wanted to see this film. I was on a little bit of a mini vacay, so I wanted to see it, but I didn't get a chance till today. I really liked it. I think I've said in previous podcasts, and Travis knows, I love the Avengers. I've never really gotten into the one-offs or the main character-centric ones, like the Captain America, Iron Man's, Thor's. I never really seen them all, to be honest. But this one looked really cool, and also watching the Avengers Endgame, I wanted to keep following, going with it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was very... I also like comedy a lot.
Wait, you saw the first Spider-Man, though, right?
Yes.
You saw Homecoming.
Homecoming. So I like comedy. And again, I hadn't seen one since, Homecoming or whatever. But it was funny.
You mean since Endgame?
Endgame, yeah, I'm sorry. It's like, it was funny. I didn't really know a lot was going on because I didn't know much about Mysterio. So as I've told Todd, we are just a spoiler here. I didn't know he was a bad guy. So when I was watching it, I was like, we're an hour in and we're over? I'm like, there's got to be something else going on. Yeah. And then the bar scene happens, and I was like, I was like, okay, this is interesting. It's like, it's a little weird, and I feel like this could go a different turn. I'll tell you what. I think you guys had sent it in a text early on about how you did like it. I thought Jake Gyllenhaal killed it. Yes. I thought he was a good... just actor in general. Mm. I thought he absolutely killed it. And I was like, man, this is fucking believable. Mm-hmm. Like, I really liked him.
He was a little bit, and they said it in there that, like, he seemed like he would kind of be the new Robert Downey. Like, mm-hmm. but a new father figure for Peter to latch onto.
Yeah.
And be like, oh,
totally. God, that's awesome. I bought that. Because when he put the glasses on for the first time, he kind of looked like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then it obviously took a turn, which was fucking awesome too. But I thought he was just a really, really, really good actor.
Yeah.
Everything. Again, great movie. I thought the comedy, I did tell Travis this. I'm going to lose it again. I don't know why I just love little stupid things here and there. When they started calling him the Night Monkey, I was dying laughing. I think the people next to me were like, is this guy okay? Because it hit me at the right time. He's like, Night Monkey. I lost it. I mean, like, dead serious, just lost it in the theater.
And when Ned and the Ferris wheel said Ferris Night Monkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then every time they brought it back up, Night Monkey, I was like, oh my God, stop. I was like, I can't.
Maybe Spider Monkey.
Yeah, Spider Monkey. I was like, okay, this is too much. That to me was the greatest part of the movie. But it was really, really good. I don't know. It's like I'm still kind of in that awe. I don't really have any critiques for it. I mean, I think Travis had, I mentioned something about, he mentioned something to me about Nick Fury, which I'm sure you'll talk about. But, like, I did pick up on...
Taylor bounced before the second end credits.
I had to pee outrageously.
He had to take a tinkle.
Yeah.
Taylor, on podcasts, they say tinkle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Piddle?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
TT?
Peter tingling.
Mm-hmm.
That also was outrageous.
like they took, instead of spider sense, the Peter tingle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to get your Peter tingle back. I'm like, okay. It's like, that also got me too. I was like, what is happening in these films? It was like, I love it though. It was great.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I'm on Team Tay with that. Yeah. I hope it's good. Even since the first, Captain America Civil War, they got the casting correct with him. And they also just, they get the vibe for him. They get the character.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the few characters I actually had comics for as a kid. You know, I didn't have a whole lot of comics, but I had Spider-Man. And so it's like, I really think they get the vibe of the character, you know, the spirit of him.
Right.
Pretty accurate. So does the actor. I mean, everybody's kind of in that correct groove.
Yeah, I think that was definitely a previous podcast. We had talked about how, like, he's, like, to me, like, the perfect Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, he is the perfect Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's,
yeah. It's like all his little one-liners and his cute little stick. It's like, that's Peter Parker.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think from that point, but everybody else too, Ned, you know, all the other actors are spot on. You know, it's just the right amount of fun.
I like the little summer love affair between Betty Brant and Ned Leeds.
That was that was pretty funny too. That was
where it's like that typical like teen love where it happens on the plane.
Yeah.
It's
like, and you know, it is great because like, that's the stuff where it's like, I actually love that. It's like these little bitty things here and there. Like, you know, the teachers kind of got overplayed. I was like, oh my God, they're dragging this on again.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice.
Yeah.
It was still funny and it was innocent.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, again. It's like, you know, but it was still really good.
Yeah. I really liked it because honestly, the movie was great in and of itself. And I knew the whole time that Mysterio was going to be a bad guy. But what I was worried about was, shit, like, what are they going to try and shoehorn in? Like, how are they going? Because out of all of Spider-Man's enemies, Mysterio's, like, the absolute hardest to get correct. And I thought they blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, he was a stuntman and special effects guy for the movies. So he knew how to do, like, all the crazy CGI stuff. And so the reason he has the fishbowl on his head is because he uses weird hallucinogenic gases and he's got his own, basically it's an astronaut outfit so that he won't be affected by all that stuff. And he's got his own oxygen supply. And then he's also got all the holographic illusions and stuff. So even if you don't exactly get taken by the holograms, like the hallucinogens, like, mess you up too.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have any powers. He's just real weird. But the way that they did it, that he had access to all the Tony Stark drones that was awesome.
Yeah.
And they had, I didn't even realize it. They mentioned the other day that the character that was in the first Iron Man movie that they showed the flashback with him and, Lebowski, Jeff Bridges,
mm-hmm.
that guy was little Ralphie in A Christmas Story. The little bald guy with blue eyes.
I thought he looked familiar.
He did look familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. And
so I saw that the other day when I was watching some YouTube thing. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. But so currently he holds the record as the longest callback as like 11 years. Because it was 11 years ago that he was in some obscure, well, not obscure Marvel movie.
Yeah,
he was in the first Iron Man. But it was a callback when they're like, yeah, this is what he was doing. And then he got hosed and they did all this. I need to go back and see one of the Iron Man movies where they're talking about the barf, Mysterio's deal is.
Civil War.
Was it Civil War? Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it they did Mysterio really well. Quentin Beck, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal killed it as Quentin Beck. Like, he didn't have to be, you know, necessarily in the movies.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about Mysterio is it's so meta because he's in movies, knows the ins and outs of them, and knows how to, you know, force perspective, do all that stuff.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that, I do want to see Kevin Smith's review of it because Kevin Smith wrote a really great Mysterio story in Daredevil when he did his first stint at Marvel, I think. But so I'm interested to see that, but there is no one real good Mysterio story to, like, pick up and read, but they did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so, too. It's like, I felt like Jake Gyllenhaal wasn't even acting because it was just Jake Gyllenhaal. Besides his Brokeback Mountain, it's like, I don't really remember him having accents or anything. So it's like, well, it's just Jake Gyllenhaal playing Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Like, but he did it very well.
He has a gorgeous beard. It looks a lot like yours.
His is a little more trimmed and less gray. But so this just kind of shows you how, like, naive I am. Like, the one thing I was kind of curious about was at the very beginning, they really seem to go out of their way to explain the Bing. What'd they call it? The
blip.
The blip.
Of the snap.
Yeah, I was like, the blip. I was like, wait, why are they going out of their way to explain this about the five? So, and it was funny, you know, and they were talking about it. So I was like, man, this is going to come back and play somehow, some way. So again, me being naive and not knowing shit about comic books, so Travis don't hate me, But when they, when he finally gave Mysterio the glasses, and then you kind of saw everything kind of fade, you know, fade away, you know, not knowing anything about it, I really thought it's like, did the blip? Is this Loki? Because I was like, did Mysterio?
Oh yeah, yeah, it did look like,
yeah, because I was thing. Yeah, because mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, did Mysterio actually die with that? And now this is Loki who somehow is now back alive. I'm like, this is gonna be dope, because I really was like, we're an hour in, we gotta have some major twist like right now. And yeah. I was like, oh, still, it was still badass, but I just thought like, oh, is Loki back? I mean, I guess yeah. that makes sense. And I was like, but anyway,
yeah. yeah. Well, and the other thing, like, so the fishbowl on the head from Mysterio looks fucking stupid, but and so they make fun of it a lot. But that's the reason, their reasoning that he has it is yeah. one, because of the hallucinogens, but also it's basically a one way mirror, so mm-hmm. he can totally see outside of it, or have like a Tony Stark HUD display mm-hmm. doing all his illusions and shit. But you know, you also can't see in.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any power, so if Spider-Man somehow gets through and then clocks him one,
yeah.
doesn't knock him out immediately. He's got, you know, because his first issue that he was in, and this comes back to the end of the movie, is all of a sudden Spider-Man was getting framed for a whole bunch of stuff, yeah. and Quentin Beck was just using all of his movie know-how to, like, suction cups to pretend like he was climbing on walls, or like a little webbing gun that would, you know, web up people, and just he was committing crimes as Spider-Man to frame him. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did at the end of yeah. the movie. You know, you see fucking J.K. Simmons
mm-hmm.
Reprising his role as J. Jonah Jameson mm-hmm. from the Tobey Maguire yeah. Spider-Man, yeah. which I loved. And then you see him, you know, Quentin Beck or his people that didn't get caught, cobbling yeah. together that video outing Peter as Spider-Man,
yeah,
which was really cool. But that means, you know, we're gonna that's really shoehorn them into, you know, Peter can't be a normal high school student anymore.
Right. Yeah. yeah,
he's gonna be hosed. Yeah. So he's gonna have to get Shield's gonna snatch him up or something.
Yeah. So, and where do you see the next movie going? What's your prediction?
I just read an article where the director said he really wants to use Kraven the Hunter. They're wanting to use characters that haven't been in any of the other previous Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. And Kraven's kind of awesome. He's not like super strong. He's about like Captain America. And he's just like a hunter. And he, you know, hunts mostly animals. He's after the most dangerous game.
Yeah.
But he's gone one step farther than like man is the most dangerous game. When he's superheroes yeah. are the most dangerous.
So that's
game.
The thing,
like,
is
I want to hunt Spider-Man.
Yeah. So somehow, some way, they put a bounty on like Peter Parker's head or something like that.
And exactly.
Then, yeah. So yeah. Then I like that.
So
yeah.
Kraven's cool. He just honestly, he's maybe kind of a bit like Mysterio, but he just uses a shit ton of different like primitive weapons, but that's also really cool. other yeah. like. Anything that he can do to, like, set the terrain in his advantage, basically like a hunter in a duck blind. He just is trying to draw his prey out and then just kill it.
Yeah.
And take it down.
So I was hoping that they would incorporate at least one classic Spider-Man villain in there somewhere.
One of the cool things about Jake Gyllenhaal getting cast as Mysterio is that back in Tobey Maguire's Before Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock, I guess, you know, the first Spider-Man had made all this money, and Toby, I guess, had hurt his back or some shit.
Like in the first one?
Yeah, in the first one, or somehow along the way. And so basically, I think he wanted more money. He was holding out for that. And the studio was like, you're just in one money or one movie. You can go fuck yourself. Like, we will recast you. And the front runner was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
And I think Toby had been dating Kirsten Dunst. Yeah. And then that had ended, and she was then dating Jake Gyllenhaal. So I was like, oh, shit. First, he steal your girl. Then he steal your role and all your money. But apparently that didn't happen. And I think they even put a joke in either the second one or the third one where Peter somehow lost his powers and then fell and hit like a taxi cab and then rolled off and was like, oh, my back, I hurt my back, and, you know, made a joke of it. Mm-hmm. But when Jake Gyllenhaal got cast as Mysterio, I was like, oh, that's kind of awesome. He's just like an older Peter Parker. Yeah, and they played that up for sure in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping for a Doc Ock or a Green Goblin in the next one, but, you know, I also respect the decision to keep it fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're thinking maybe Kraven, or at least the director and the creative team were wanting to do that in the next one, if it's...
So, you know, so what are they... Do they have an idea of what's going to happen? So, I, you know, I know when Disney acquired Star Wars, they had that the whole reveal of, like, okay, these three films are coming out this time. And they also released, you know, other films. Like, does Marvel... Do they know what's next? Do they know?
Yeah, it'll be their phase four of Marvel. And I'm not exactly sure when San Diego Comic-Con is. We're recording this on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
It well, might be this weekend.
Oh, it is in July.
But
yeah.
they'll have their Hall H presentation. And I'm sure we might get a trailer or something. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
And... Or if nothing else, they'll show all the logos of their thoughts on what will be coming up within the next year, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
I've read some fan theories that they think in the next one they're going to bring in maybe Daredevil and Kingpin.
Yeah, I heard them mention that, but I did not actually read the article. But
I mean, I guess that could be. Marvel TV has kind of a non-compete where it's like they are not allowed to bring people in for at least 2 years, I think, into the films.
Hmm.
But after that, they have the availability to bring in Wilson Fisk and yada yada. He'd be an interesting side foe for Peter Parker.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Because I thought that Vincent D'Onofrio was an excellent Kingpin.
Yeah, his voice was a little weird. but other than that...
I don't know what you are talking about.
Did you watch season 3?
Yes. No. Yes.
You did? Okay, with the guy that played Bullseye,
mm-hmm.
he fucking killed it with Bullseye, mm-hmm. season 3. I have tried to watch Punisher season 2 several times, and I keep starting it up again, and I'm like, fuck, this is bad, but I don't want to watch Jessica Jones season 3 until I finish Punisher season 2.
I've only seen Daredevil 1, Jessica Jones. I couldn't get into Jessica Jones 2.
I've been on vacation for like 2 weeks, and I was like, I'll watch it then. I kept starting it, and I'm like, fuck this. and I love the dude they got playing Punisher, but like, it's been so long. It's almost, out of all these shows, it's almost like 11 seasons worth of stuff. And I'm like, I can see the patterns and they're just stretching the story. And I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's really bad if the one person that's super comic book nerd in the room just can't fucking get into the one show that's made essentially like specifically for a person like me.
Got franchise fatigue.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's why I just, you know, not knowing anything. And that's why, you know, again, the Spider-Man, I think that's why it has, and all these comic movies have been so successful. You know, even children, I mean, I say children, but I have nephews that are the age of, you know, 10 and 12. It's like, they're not comic book nerds. They don't know, but they love these freaking films, mm-hmm. because you can walk into it not knowing a damn thing,
mm-hmm.
essentially, and still have a hell of a time watching. I mean, it's just a great visual display. The storyline is actually always pretty good. There's comedy as well.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, that's, you know, I know that there's gonna be things in there for like comic book people, but that's why these films have been so successful, because you can just walk in and be like, oh, I don't know anything, but it's a damn good film. It's a great, especially this most recent Spider-Man. I was not knowing what to expect. I was like, absolutely. Like, I would go back and see it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Especially after, and then Taylor and I were talking earlier, is that I want to go see it again. Now knowing that Mysterio is using all the drones for all this different stuff, I want to go back and watch it with fresh eyes and to, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
realize all the stuff is going on in the background.
Look for the seams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And talking about stuff coming up in the future, so the scene Taylor didn't see.
I had to piddle.
Yes.
We say tinkling.
Had to take a tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Pitter-patter. the one he missed was, we see that Talos, the Skrull from Captain Marvel, and his wife, homegirl, are impersonating Nick Fury and Maria Hill at the end. And that apparently Nick Fury, we see him on a beach, but I guess that in and of itself is another holographic projection. He pops out, and I guess he's in his own personal pod, and he's, it looks like, on some Kree spaceship. And he just, you know, wakes up and is like, all right, guys, let's go to work. Give me a long day or whatever he says. So that's, we don't know now when Nick Fury went to space, basically. Mm-hmm. Could have been after, you know, Winter Soldier. I kind of hope that it's was just after Endgame at some point that he hooked up with Captain Marvel and went. But, you know, that's answers that we can sit and think about for the next 2 years until they give us that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, this has been a mini episode of Cinema Vino.
Thumbs up. Go see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I approve.
We enjoyed Spider-Man Far From Home very much, and we know you will, too. So, yeah, this comes highly recommended.
Lastly, if we have any, like, big fans out there, let's just crowdfund me. Like, I need a house with a pool, and let's have you guys pay for it. So somebody out there start, you know, crowdfunding that. And I'll take pictures of me bottomless in the pool once I get it. That's it.
All I can think about with Travis's pool is the scene from Christmas Vacation. This is like Travis. He's just on the diving board waving at everybody. And Todd's Chevy Chase. Yeah. He's like rolling his eyes like, ugh. It's
just like there's just a pair of panties thrown out the window. I'm down with this. Let's make this happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, one of you fans out there, go ahead and start it, and then I want like a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, but one of the bedrooms has got to be for like, my comic books and paraphernalia. Yeah.
Would you put a chair or like a love seat in there to like do that? Like, So you would read the comic books in the comic book room?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was just room for storage or if it was like
both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it, guys.
It's a room for reading, a room for Putin.
Yeah.
And you can read my review of Spider-Man Far From Home at moviereviews.us.
Ah. Moviereviews.us. And apparently we got a new logo for the Cinema Vino.
Yeah,
it's Travis doesn't listen to these podcasts, which are badass, by the way, because I listen to
them. I was fucking here.
I listen to podcasts on Spotify, and I also listen and rate and review.
iTunes.
Travis sucks.
iTunes is RIP, so drink.
Yeah.
It's now Apple Music.
It's our
Apple
IP.
Apple Podcasts, yeah.
We own iTunes now. It's our IP.
So you can listen and rate, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to take in your podcast.
Yeah, I think iHeartRadio like gave me a call before I came over, so we might be on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And guys, this is last night of my vacation. I'm going to work tomorrow, so I'm going to sign off and drink some wine, get fucked up.
Get fucked up.
That's my sign off tonight. Yeah. Get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Get wrecked, fam.
So we will see you guys real soon. I'm not including myself in that group.
I feel like our wine glasses are just getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, because this is the whole bottle. This is the last. Hey, the
pet we cat. Have the same glass? We don't, do we?
Nine.
I like your glass.
It's German for now. Okay.
Okay. Nunca. Nunca, Shaka.
Nunca, 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 Shaka.